Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, seriously, be part of the solution. You know, the when I'm looking at some of these articles that are going out now about this young man, look at the reason I'm not calling him just a flat out animal is I don't know what went on in his life. I don't know what he had going on. I don't know anything about that yet. None of us do. So you want to take the time to get to understand what's happening before you go ahead and pass judgment. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen. For some reason, the slipper's going like crazy at MyPillow.com. And they're great slippers. So head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe on the way out, and you'll save, you know, in most cases, 50 to 60%. There's some two-for-one deals up there, but you only get them with promo code Joe. MyPillow.com, check it out. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, the whole nine yards out there. And, you know, try to save a few bucks. Then go there and make sure, again, you use the promo code Joe or you don't save as much and I don't get anything. Anyway, okay, well, always a pleasure to have you. You know, we're getting, like I said, we're getting more and more information about the Texas shooter. His name is Salvador Ramos, and he once cut up his face with knives just for fun. Some of his friends said. This doesn't sound like a sane person to me. And now, you know, again, it's just starting to trickle in right now. So the Washington Post is reporting that Ramos's friendship with Santos Valdez had been close but became strained after Ramos' behavior began to really deteriorate. Really kind of went off the deep end. Valdez said he recalls that Ramos once showed up at the park with scratch marks across his face. When questioned about it, Ramos said that a cat had attacked him. No, I've had cat scratches. I know what they look like. He went on to say, then he told me the truth, that he'd cut up his face with knives over and over. I was like, you're crazy, bro. Why would you do that? Ramos replied that it was just, I just did it for fun. Right? Think about that. A report by KSAT notes that Ramos told classmates he cut himself because I like how it looks. Did anybody grab this guy and start talking with him? No. You know, you always hear when these things happen, with very few exceptions, you always hear that You know, I knew he was going to do it. He had problems. He had mental issues. You always hear this stuff afterward. Do you ever hear about people really getting there and helping them at that point? Because we don't want to give a stigma to them. That's what I've heard. We don't want them to have a stigma. It's like, really? I'd rather have them shoot the place up. Got it. All right. Makes sense. Valdez also reported Ramos' longtime interest in guns, noting that Ramos had posted on social media images of automatic rifles that he would have on his wish list. Ramos' grandfather, Rolando Reyes, 72, said that he wasn't aware that his grandson had purchased two rifles at a gun shop. Now, he agreed that Ramos was quiet. He said he didn't appear violent. Crystal Fouts, 17, said that Ramos would be aggressive for no reason. So he wasn't showing these signs to parents, but he was showing these signs at schools when he was around his friends and others. He posted videos that showed him with guns, knives, boxing, training for fights, that kind of stuff. He said, I would see TikTok videos all the time. And they'd be like, I could fight anyone. None of y'all can touch me. So he was always aggressive with things. Schoolmate Kiana Baxter, 17, said, well, like, this still doesn't feel real. It feels like I'm in a dream. Now, the Post also went on to report that friends and relatives say that Ramos was bullied all throughout middle school for speech, impediments, stutters, and lisps. Ramos's cousin, Mia, said that she saw students mocking his impediment when he was in middle school. He tried to ignore the bullying, but reportedly told his grandmother he didn't want to return to school. He wasn't very social, especially after being bullied for his stutter. No, kids are really bad with each other. And what are we doing to these kids? Look, I'm not saying that they should have to deal with this. But there's a reality here. This has been going on forever. When I went to school, kids were made fun of for studying, stuttering, made fun of for the way they spoke English. They made fun of me for my car. I had more Bondo in my car than any other car in the lot. My point, though, is this bullying's been going on for a long time. None of us shot the place up. What is going on with these kids? What is happening with these young kids that can't cope with some of this stuff? Childhood friend Steven Garcia told the paper that Ramos would get bullied hard, like bullied by a lot of people over social media. Social media. Social media. Talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, you're looking for some slippers? Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow, I've got them. I love them. I very much do enjoy them. They're warm. They're fuzzy. Yeah, I do fuzzy on some things. Not everything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, We were talking about, we are talking about the shooting. And, you know, I always like to say that it's all the gun's fault. We can't talk about mental health. We can't talk about issues going on in the kids' world, in the kids' life. All we can do is talk about how it's the gun's fault. Now, this young man actually, without a gun, used knives to cut his face up at one point. that easy. You want to find a way to do it, you will find a way to do it. His friends even started talking about how he'd get bullied, and bullied hard, like bullied by a lot of people over social media. That's what I was hung on before we went to break. You got to watch what's going on with your kids on social media. He was bullied over his gaming skills, pretty much over everything. Most people said he was a nice kid. He was a shy kid. He kept to himself. How often have we heard that? Just before somebody blew up. Garcia also had that Ramos was subjected to some homophobic slurs. He posted a picture of himself wearing black eyeliner. Well, he was also seen in a dress and a few other things. Ramos's change in appearance indicated a deep-seated change in heart and mindset, they said. He just started being a different person. He kept getting worse and worse and worse. Why wasn't anybody notified? Why didn't these kids or parents or anybody go to a counselor and say, are you seeing this too, or is it just us? Then he made the jump into wearing all black. He had large military boots. He grew out his hair. He had some massive changes going on here. According to the Daily Beast, a young woman who worked with Ramos at the fast food restaurant, she said he became very aggressive over a short period of time. He was always rude towards the girls sometimes, and even went at one of the cooks, threatening him by asking, do you know who I am? He frequently sent inappropriate texts to the women. Another high school classmate told a paper that Ramos had a troubled home, that he recently posted a story on Instagram noting how he yelled at his mom. She was trying to kick him out of the house. Again, why didn't he get any help? He posted videos on Instagram where the cops were there, and he'd call his mom a blank. I won't say it. Because she wanted to kick him out of the house. She told the paper he'd be screaming and talking to his mom really aggressively. So many agreed close to him that he did have a rough life at home, that he got very aggressive over a short period of time. He changed his behavior. He also went on to tell the paper he tried to be a kind of father figure to his troubled teen after witnessing several blow-ups at home. Again, according to the Post, Ramos's mother was a drug user. So there was trouble at home. Dad was nowhere to be found or not engaged. Grandpa and grandma were around trying to show some civility. Ramos moved to his grandmother's house across town a few months ago. His grandmother owned the house that they were living in. And the reason they were letting the mother live in one of the houses because of her drug usage. So Ramos moved to his grandmother's house right now, and because of all the drugs and the aggravation that was going on in his mom's house. He allegedly shot his grandmother before driving to the elementary school with two assault rifles. He sent a message out to a stranger, not even anybody he was friends with, about what he was going to do. Any minute now. So again, I say to you, where were the people around him going to the police, going to the school, saying, we're worried about this young man. We're worried about what he's got going on. Right? Or is that really not okay? So I just really wish people would pay attention. Don't worry about the stigma of somebody being tagged with being mentally ill. Better somebody be tagged with being mentally ill by accident and fixing that than having 21 people dead. We've become so worried about what people think. I guess we don't care who dies in the interim. Right? He did. He had an issue with violence. He had an issue with his own. I don't want to say sexuality, but his own personality, his own person. He didn't know who he was. And this is why I say to the kids have no absolutes. In my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the first chapter is called Absolutes, Absolutely Not. Now, think about something. I wrote this thing 7 years ago now. Yeah, I'm not a book writer. What can I tell you? And I talked about how for quite some time, the left and others didn't want you to be sure of anything. Didn't want you to have absolutes. Definitely didn't want you to have right or wrong, because then they would be held to a standard of what was right or wrong. Right? Correct? I should say correct. Starts to get you thinking about things that you shouldn't be thinking about, and whether they are right or wrong. When you're shooting people, I mean, have you seen some of these video games? They look like real people. And now you're seeing more and more psychologists coming out and saying, hey, these games are changing the mind. Not just how you think, but the physical makeup of the mind. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, we're going to get deep into this in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running to become the next governor of Texas, crashed a press conference on Wednesday and slammed his opponent, Republican Governor Greg Abbott. O'Rourke said the governor is, quote, doing nothing. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin told O'Rourke he was out of line and asked him to leave. Abbott said the shooter killed 19 children and 2 teachers before being fatally shot. In addition, he shot his grandmother and posted 3 disturbing messages on Facebook before carrying out the attack. Some relief is on the horizon for parents scrambling to find formula to feed their babies. Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan said it will restart production on June 4th. Contamination concerns closed the plant earlier this year. The company has denied that its formula is linked to any illnesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. I really, 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 really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, sending me messages. So we get into what was going on with this young man. Look, I've spent enough time on this. It's obvious, extremely obvious, that this child, this young person, had mental issues going on for quite some time. Anger issues. Man, I mean, everything around him screamed, "I'm in trouble mentally." Everything. Right? So, why didn't anybody intervene in any way, shape, manner, or form? That would be the real question. And everybody's upset that this young man was able to buy rifles at 18 years old. Now, I don't, frankly, I think if you think that kids 12 years old can decide what sex they should be, what gender they should be, get into operations, same thing with all the way through, I don't know, 18, we'll say, you're telling me that they don't have the mental capacity to own a gun? Really? They can join the service at 18. They put a gun in their hands and teach them how to use it. They can drive at 16. Look at the damage you can do at 16. Think about the mental state that most of these kids are in, or the immature state that they're in. Drinking, smoking, and driving. Really? That's okay, too? Why don't you look at the numbers of who's killed by how many cars, drunk drivers, and so forth, and at what age the drivers were. All I'm saying is, think it through. Don't get caught up in the moment. Right? Don't get caught up in all the hype and the ridiculousness of the moment. Let's make sure that what we're going to do is actually going to fix the issue. Take care of the issue. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Okay, so some of the stuff ought to really get your blood pressure pumping. The Second Amendment is not absolute, said Joe Biden, or Joey B, as I call him. Wow. Was there something, a letter from one of the founding fathers I didn't get? No, really. President Biden really stunned constitutionalists when he said the Second Amendment is not absolute. Well, they clearly will not prevent every tragedy. We know certain ones will have significant impact. They have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not absolute, he said. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't own certain kinds of weapons. Really? Where were those limitations? Where's he pulling that up from? The only way you change that Second Amendment, you know, the only way you keep people from owning certain things, really, is you pass an amendment, another amendment, cleaning that one up. If you don't want people to own bazookas, then you have a convention of the states, you pass another amendment. Oh, you don't have to do it that way. You can have the states pass an amendment. It's really that simple. He said the idea that an 18-year-old can walk into a store, buy weapons of war designed and marketed to kill, I think is just wrong. It just violates common sense. I mean, we talked about this today, how bad his information was. Matter of fact, he lied. Do you not think that 18-year-olds owned guns in the days of our founding fathers? Do you not think that 16-year-olds owned guns? They could fish and hunt, and they could use that gun to protect themselves. There's so much going on then. And the Washington Post slapped him up with four Pinocchios. The Washington Post. Saying that it's not true about the cannons, especially. He said, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to bear and keep arms shall not be infringed. That's what the Second Amendment says. It seems pretty absolute to me. And it was funny because the other night when I was searching around for an article for one item, I actually found something I thought was quite interesting, which means that I'm not going to be able to find it now. You watch. but in all seriousness, and it truly talked about where the Second Amendment was at, what our founding fathers had in mind for it, where they thought we should be with it. And really what it meant. And I think I played, you know, talking really fast. I think I played that clip for you guys, though, where Rick Ream breaks it all down to truly how it came about, what the states had in mind, the revisions to it. Quite interesting as well. God, I wish I had that thing, because it had all the information on it that would tell you where our founding fathers were at with this. The militia was the people. In the letters that they wrote to each other, what they talked about, the militia was the people. The people were the regulated militia, and it was where they wanted those guns to go so the people could protect themselves and others. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You got to pay attention. You got to push back on these people. There's no way around it. Otherwise, we keep losing. And we will keep losing. Okay, let's move on to some other fun stuff. I guess you can call it fun. I don't know. All right. No, we already did enough on him. I've got like 8 stories on this young man that you guys sent me, okay? Like, enough is enough. What do you think? I'm kind of there with it all. I love Joey B's little Second Amendment thing. That just tickles me. Doesn't it tickle you? We kind of talked about this earlier. I do want to finish it up, though. Does the Texas school shooting highlight the need for faith or a higher purpose in kids, if nothing else? Because right now they have no absolutes, right? No, there is no absolute in life. There's no absolute in pretty much anything in their lives. So how do you give them an absolute? How do you teach them what is going to be the same in your lives no matter what? Now, Americans all over the country are still trying to figure out or react to the Texas school shooting. Now, this young man, very troubled, obviously, young man, took the lives of 19 elementary school children and 2 teachers. Now, psychologists now have chimed in on the importance of faith, faith in God, or a higher purpose in life. See, we're teaching our kids on a regular basis, it's all about you. It's you. It has to do with you. Right? Nothing's more important than you. How do you feel? What do you want? What would you want to be? What do you want to own? What do you want to have? Right? And if you don't want to work, you don't have to. The government will take. I mean, it's all about you. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in part in his statement, Texas across the state are grieving for the victims of this seamless crime from the community. He also said that Cecilia and I mourn this horrific loss. We urge Texans to come together and show our support to all who are suffering. Now, in the past, presidents have called for a day of prayer mourning many a times. Now, the one thing that I just find totally amazing, I'm watching Christians online start talking about the heck with prayer. We need action. They don't say, hey, if you're praying, we need prayer and action. No, no, they don't say that. Right? Well, if you're a Christian and you don't believe in prayer, how can you be a Christian? Because your own Lord and Savior, Jesus, told you to pray, what to pray for, and even how to pray. So are you saying he's wrong again? This is why I have a hard time believing some of these people are Christians. It's one thing to say, it's wrong, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's just defiance. That doesn't mean you don't believe. But when you don't believe it, and it's written in there, well, it's a whole different story. Show me to your host. Don't go far.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am back. Hopefully you are too. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. We were talking about the need to bring faith back to schools or a higher purpose. See, we've taught these kids it's all about me. It's all about what you feel. It's all about whether you are offended or not. Can you tell me the class of 38 or 39 kids? No one is going to be offended. No one. Right? Well, if you think that you're Jesus, then yeah, you'd probably make sure that nobody was offended. Not going to happen. So, when you hear about what's going on and you have people stepping up, Kathy Cox is an education psychologist in Fort Worth, Texas, and a faculty member with the Summit Ministries. She's on a local news source. There's no adjective to put in front of sad that is adequate to express what we're feeling right now. Right? These people were shocked by this. Every one of the lives was a life created by our God. On purpose, with a purpose. And she's right. You know, we need to be... The gospel of Jesus Christ is about bringing the light to the world. Right? Bringing hope and light. But we've not allowed our kids to do that. We've taken prayer out of schools, and not that, frankly, yours truly doesn't believe that that was going to make a big difference, because who decides what the prayer is? My kids prayed before they left the house. Aren't we supposed to start the day with prayer? I mean, really? Some of the positive things that people are saying, you know, we need to get on with our lives, and those who died, the way to honor them is to go on with. No. No. You don't honor them just by going on. What was the purpose of the death? How do you fix it, so to speak? How do you give these kids something to live for? How do you give a purpose, a positive reason, a positive purpose? Right now they have none. I'm telling you, this has been my mantra off and on, but everybody just thinks I'm being crazy about it. You've taught these kids there's no value to life. That a life in the womb is worthless. You're telling the white kids that they're worthless. They have no life in front of them. Because all the damage that them and their ancestors have done to the black community, or even the Hispanic community at this point, I don't even know where it stops. Right? How is that uplifting and positive? I love that all these left people, people on the left, were always talking about being uplifting and positive and building people up, and yet they've gone out of their way. Maybe that put us in a sense of a lull kind of thing. And all of a sudden, they're coming forward with all barrels blazing to talk about how bad white people are. Isn't that great? We honor our God and those who have died by living our lives in purposeful manners, comforting those who are grieving, helping those who are hurting, and bringing the gospel to the dark, evil world. I agree with most of that. Right? We overcome evil. But you overcome evil with good. You know, it's funny when you start hearing some of these politicians grabbing scripture and putting it out there. Dr. James Spencer, president of the D.L. Moody Center in Northfield, Massachusetts, told a news source on Tuesday that, "I can't imagine the pain, the rage, and sadness. I couldn't either. You could express your sympathy for these families. You can't even, you know, to say I can only imagine, yeah, you're right, you can only imagine, but I don't think you really can even imagine what it would be like to come home at night, get used to the fact that your child's bed is empty because they're dead. But I'm going to be a little crude about it. They're dead because those people at the school, the people around that child, the people of the community didn't say anything about this kid. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid that you're going to get tapped. Matter of fact, some of the articles I've read in the past on these kind of things, they're afraid that the child is going to get tagged as crazy. They're afraid that you were going to be looked at as a, not a tattletale, but as someone that got this person in trouble for reporting them. Report them. Don't be afraid not to. And if you're a Christian, you're a true believer in God, go visit these families. No, really, offer them hope. Offer them understanding. You can scream and yell all you want at the Second Amendment. It's not going to change the heart. It's the same argument I have about abortion. Now, we're all excited about making abortion illegal, but it doesn't change anything. We've got to change the heart of people. That's the only way you're really going to change something. A friend of mine responded to the gun shooting. First, I wasn't going to read it because it was good, but I didn't know how people would take it. Let me tell you what he writes. He said, "Did you know no form of gun law can stop mass killings or even put a dent to the rise of violent crimes?" He says, "Let me say that again. That no form of gun laws can stop mass killings or even put a dent in the rise of violent crimes." That's like I always say. No form of anti-abortion law is going to stop abortion. Watch. He goes on to say, I'm truly disgusted by gun control being the first response to senseless murders, whether a mass shooting or a single person. More legislation can't fix the moral depravity that has become increasingly without restraint in our global society. No government program, no grant can reduce violent crimes. The problem is not a lack of adequate gun laws. The problem is a lack of fear. He hits a home run here. The problem is a lack of fear of the Lord in a world society that has, by the majority, become hostile against God, the very creator of the universe. I mean, it's not a matter of, you believe in God, you're a whack, okay, fine. No, now it's, you're an idiot, hopefully you don't have any guns, you don't have any kids, and you need to be locked up or reprogrammed. That's where we've got to. And I've always said that we let the little things go, look what happens. Indeed, our world society, not only America, has become a cesspool for every wickedness under the sun, celebrating and advertising rebellion to God in many forms. You look at the Pride Parade a couple of years back. They were doing a performance of the abortion of Jesus for Mary. That's okay. They would be outraged 20 years ago. They wouldn't have the guts to do it. These are soulless, godless people. They're not just exercising their rights. They're spitting in your face. For my Christian friends that are listening, remember something. David wouldn't put up with them mocking his God, but with Goliath doing it. He took action. God's warriors were cowering in the corners, but David took action. Little scrawny guy. Remember this. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. If we really want to defeat this death culture that grips our own nation, we must turn the giver of life who has himself defeated death, Jesus Christ. Okay? Whether you believe or not, whether you are a believer or not, there is still a God of the universe. Whether you believe in him, whether you believe in air or not, there's still a God of the universe. When you teach these kids that nothing is valuable, right? Nothing. I mean, when mom and dad are drug addicts or drunkards or beating each other up at home, and you've told that child that there is no God, there's nothing greater than him or her, and they may not even be a him or her, what do you expect these kids to do? Where do you expect them to be? So, why take it away from them? Really, why take it away? Some people will say, yeah, I always love it when people who always put down God will say, well, where's your God now? Well, you throw him out. You don't allow him to be talked about or to. You want to fight prayer on campus, Bibles on campus, Christian clubs on campus. And then you want to know where he was? Yeah, we stand on the other side of the gate, watch somebody get shot up. Because you don't want him around. You don't invite him in. I mean, seriously. You Christians out there, you need to be comforting some of these people. Some of these people can't understand. Some of the ones, I was with some people today, and a couple of women were crying about one went down because they could only imagine the pain because they had their own kids. And I said, look, it's all about prayer. It's just all about prayer. And allowing God to work, really allowing God to work in these situations. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Pray for those families. Be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.